fear and selling. The salesperson's fear that she will not do well or that she will not be well thought of is her greatest pitfall, and yet this is an obstacle that exists nowhere but in her own mind. The person who succeeds in banishing fear from her life is the coming genius, and she who relieves other people of fear is a liberator of people. Fear is the destroyer of health, personality, and success. It is an imaginary evil, and it has brought despair to the past, falls like a curse on the present. It's the ghost of the weak, is a source of anxiety to the strong, and yet, if we only knew it, it is as devoid of power. Eliminate fear from your life, and money, power, and success will dawn upon you. How strange that an imaginary evil has destroyed the equilibrium of the world. People in every country of the world are hypnotized by fear, afraid to undertake a business venture for fear they won't make it go. People fear they will take cold, and they take cold. They fear they will be sick, and they are sick. Sometimes they are afraid they are not well thought of, and that perhaps is as great a fear as any. People are afraid they are not going to own as much as someone else. The feel of failure is upon them, and the feel of failure produces failure. The person who makes money the most easily is the one who is not anxious to the point of insanity. So, why should the salesperson fear when she has something she knows people need, something that will benefit and bless humanity? It is contrary to every law of progress. Some salespeople are constantly apologizing to themselves because they believe people are looking down on them, when in reality no one takes the trouble to think of them at all. They themselves are doing all the looking down. Such a feeling ruins a person for good work, injures his health, and dwarfs his personality. It makes a mere excuse out of what might have been a great person. It is an indication of weakness. This false idea prevails in every walk of life. Even in our schools, there is always someone in the class who is ashamed to ask a question because he doesn't want people to know that he isn't informed. We must get rid of snobbishness. Weak people are ashamed to stand for their principles. It is a common thing in political campaigns and religious organizations. The weak person wants to be on a winning side. He is not willing to stand alone, and yet it is more popular to stand alone and to stand by your principles than to hang the head to the biggest crowd that can be gathered together. The world takes off its hat to the person who dares to say, "I am what I am." In the first place, there is not a prejudice against anything, if you are that thing strong enough. The person who is proud of his business and who has a right to be proud of it is a man among men. Yes, I did just quote Shakespeare. Don't be ashamed of your business, whether you are door-to-door salesperson, retail salesperson, selling to businesses B2B, or a telemarketeer. One is just as honorable as the other, and as much necessary to your local and global economy. One of the first steps towards success is to take pride in your work, whatever you do, and it won't be long until others are taking pride in you.